Yes, good morning to you once again, and I pray that God would bless you this morning as you join in with Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I trust that you are finding God faithful and that you are being rewarded for seeking after the God of creation. We've been looking at some scripture. We talked a bit about light, and today, this morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about light, and the opposite of that would be darkness. And I have a few scriptures that I would like to read here. If you took some time to read all the scriptures talking about light and darkness, it would keep you busy for quite some time. But I have picked out a few here that I would like to just concentrate on this morning and just give something of a meditation and a thought for the day, and to keep your mind thinking on these things, because this is the Word of God, which is the bread of life that feeds you and I. This is from our loving Father, who's given us the Word, and I just would like to share some of these verses with you this morning. I'll be reading out of Ephesians, and I'll read a couple of passages out of Ephesians here. I have two different places I'd like to read. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 11. If you have time to write those things down or read along with me, that'd be a blessing. And if you don't have your Bible with you right now, you could look these up later. But Ephesians 5 and verse 8, it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And so I want to see the encouragement that we're receiving here now. God is telling us that there was sometimes we were in darkness. We were walking in darkness, and we were disobeying God, and we were walking our own way. But he says, now you are light in the world. These are for those that are following after Christ, those that have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives. You now are light in the world. Walk as children of light. And he's saying, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And we'll look a little bit about some of those things that are works of darkness here in a bit here. I'll read now from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, and it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And we're told here that our battle is not flesh and blood. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. The devil is very real. His kingdom is darkness. His kingdom is very real. And God is giving us opportunity to put on his armor that he provides for us, that we'd stand against the wiles of the devil. And he reminds us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness. There it is, the rulers of darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. There is very much darkness around. And God has given us insight to be able to see that and to be able to equip ourselves to fight the fight against this spiritual battle that is going on. And many times we get confused about some of these battles and we think it may be flesh and blood, but the Bible clearly tells us it's not. It does seem that way at times. I know we can each have testimonies and tell of certain things that maybe have happened in our lives, and we have to wonder sometimes if the battle sometimes isn't flesh and blood. But the Bible says it's not, and we must take it at that as being truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'd like to read a little bit here, and I'll be starting in verse 14 of chapter 6. And it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness and unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what accord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And we'll go into chapter 7 here now, just a verse here. And it says, verse 1 of chapter 7, having therefore these promises, he just was giving those to us. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God has given us some clear direction here, some very practical direction. As you think about the things that God has spoken here in these verses, in these passages, he wants us to separate. He wants us to be called out from among the world, not just in our looks, not just in small little things, but in our hearts, be separate. Now, those separations will cause other separations, no doubt. But God is interested in our hearts being separated unto him, that he would have full reign and control of our lives. He would have his rightful place as king in our hearts. I'd like to read now in the book of Romans, chapter 13. And I'll read some passages here to you. It kind of gives a little bit of an outline of some things that we need to watch for. Maybe some of these things are things that you have struggled with in the past. Maybe it's something you're struggling with even today. If that be the case, we'll pray to God that he'll bring deliverance, and he'll set us free and make us to be children of light. Romans chapter 13, verse 11, I'll start reading. Knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. God is instructing us here to cast off all these works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. And he's going to expound here and give us a little more instruction. So I want to keep reading here. Let us walk honestly. I want to just talk about that for a minute. Honestly. Are you being honest with those that are around you? Are you speaking words of truth? Are you deceiving in any way? Are you being deceitful? Are you not practicing honesty? Those are things that God is looking for. He's wanting us to separate ourselves. The world is very prone to do these things. The people that walk not in the ways of God, they're not very honest. They're not people that walk in honesty. And maybe if you're struggling with that today, you could confess that to the Lord and ask him to give you grace to repent of that, to forsake it. Let us walk honestly, he says, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So God's telling us we need to walk in honesty. And then he says we need to be walking as in the day, not in rioting and not in drunkenness. God is not pleased with rioting and drunkenness. And maybe some of you, as I mentioned earlier, maybe some of you have come out of some of those kinds of things. Maybe even some of them are still in your life today. And again, I would encourage you to turn that over to the Lord of heaven. Ask him to give you grace and strength to repent of these things. And he says in verse 14 of this chapter, he's saying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. You put on Christ so that you can put off these works of darkness. We don't want to just clean ourselves up just for the sake of being cleaned up, but we want to put on Christ that we might be even as he is and was as he walked on this earth. Now, I realize that's a high calling. Christ came and lived a spotless, sinless life, and we're not capable of doing that, but we can put on Christ. We're told here, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so maybe today, if any of these things that you have heard me read are some things that you're struggling with, I would encourage you today, even today, to get down on your knees before God. Cry out to God. He will hear you. Seek Him with your whole heart. Ask Him to help you to put off any of the works of darkness and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is practical Christianity for you and for me, that we would put off works of darkness and put on Christ. Not putting off the works of darkness just so that we can look good, or just so that we can impress a neighbor or a friend or some family, but that we'd put it off so we can be Christ-like as we're putting on Christ and letting Him walk out His life in us and live it out in us, that we might truly be light in this world, as the scriptures we've read have alluded to. We'd be light in this dark world that we live in. May God give you grace today to shine as a light in darkness. When things are very dark around, a wonderful, wonderful thing is to see a light. Light is such a wonderful thing, especially when there's darkness around. You know, sometimes we hear noises in the night, or sometimes the dogs are barking at something, and I'm very thankful to have a light that I can shine out and see what's happening out there. What is going on? What I couldn't see without this light. The light exposes, and that's exactly what God does. With His Word, He exposes our hearts. We're laid out before Him there, seeing that we need a Savior. We need to put on Christ. So I encourage you today, cry out to the living God. Ask Him to make you a child of the light of God. Remember, as we talked about how in the book of John, it says that in Him, it's talking about God, it says in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. God gives us that light to be a witness for Him. May that be your heart's desire today and each day as you follow Christ. God bless you, and may His grace be sufficient for you today.